Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you?
Oh, me? Thanks for asking. A little snuffly, actually. A little bit of a... I don't have a cold, just something in my nose, so I do the best I can today. I'm going to talk about some goals. Because the goal-setting time of the year is arriving, isn't it, right now? But we're only going to talk about one goal. That's it. Not a list of goals. Not a manifesto like Jerry Maguire wrote so many years ago. No, just one simple goal. That's it. And have it drive everything else in your life and make it easy for you. Cool? All right, we'll do that. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive, the practical boost you need every single day. It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. A little bit of Scott logic I'll lay on you today, some common sense as we just kind of find our way, because that's I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed by something. You want to know what it is? And I think you might be obsessed as well, or maybe you haven't paid attention to this. I'm obsessed with getting out of bed in the morning and going, I'm excited. And then pretty much throughout the course of the day, even if it's hard work, even if distraction happens, even if life gets in the way, I'm like, wait a second, I'm excited. How do I keep growing, expanding? That's the number one thing for me. And that is all areas of life, whatever I choose that makes me happy today. And that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to listen to anybody else and tell you what to do. I want you to think what gets you excited. What's possible? And you know what the answer is to what's possible? Anything and everything. Whatever you can dream of, whatever you can think of, it's possible for you to go and completely transform your life. How fast can you do it? You can do it today. You can do it instantaneously. You can't, oh, Scott, I have a job, I have kids, I have so much going on. There's no possible way. Yes, there is a way. In fact, if you think about it for just a second, you really can. There's nothing stopping you. All you have to do is figure out that path, and we'll help you with that here in the coming year, I promise. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. One goal is all it takes. That is it. So let me start by saying this about goal setting. It's obligatory for me to say this, I guess. It's powerful stuff. It is. And you should be doing it. But there is a good chance you're overdoing it. I love goals. I love lots of little goals sitting around. I love all that kind of stuff. But I prefer to kind of know where I'm heading. We'll talk about that here in just a second. It's human nature to set goals. And you do it every day without even thinking, probably. Think about that for a second. How many times have you found yourself running down a path, something came to mind, you ran after it, you just went and did it? Is that a goal? Some people think it is. It's so powerful because we're just kind of wired that way. Goals are how we expand. It's how we grow. That's why you go after it. It's also why it's so easy to set so many goals that you can never get them done. How many times have you written a huge list of goals, maybe on your computer or Evernote or something like that, and then you got into life and life got in the way. Kind of forgot about the goals, and you went back a year or two later, and you were surprised how many you actually had accomplished, and probably surprised by how many were still sitting there you didn't do. Was that because they were not top-of-mind awareness? I don't think so. I think it's because the ones that you did were part of your life. They meant something to you. You did them naturally anyway. And so my whole goal is to make sure that's what I focus on. The other stuff kind of gets done or doesn't need to be done. I want to make $1 million. Okay, just go to work every day. You'll do it. So let me define how I see goals. No matter what distracts me, I have come to think of goals in two ways. I mentioned this word yesterday. I'll use it again. One, legacy goals. Those are the goals I'm going to spend my entire life achieving. That's who I'm meant to be or who I want to become. That's when I get out of bed every single day and say, oh, wait a second. Okay, I've been kind of doing this thing for a while, this life thing. How's it going? Am I getting where I want to go? Is it working out? I haven't stopped. I swear one day I'm going to be on my deathbed surprised I'm there. Because I got out of bed every single day working to accomplish legacy goals. Sometimes it's just figure out what that's supposed to be. To me, that's my number one goal. Life achieving legacy goals. I'm not even sure it's what I want to be remembered for as much as it's what I know myself for. Who am I? And my second goal are living goals. And amazingly, those living goals are what I do every single day. And that's what propels me to my legacy goal. Makes sense, right? Why do anything that doesn't take you in that direction? Because then you just have to undo it. Makes no sense. So I didn't think this way a lot of my life, but one day I accepted that no matter what I was chasing, it was the who I would become in my life and how I would get their thoughts that really were always rolling them out of my head. Now, my internal Scott logic told me that if I'm thinking about something anyway, it might as well, I may as well think about it purposefully. Now, in my coaching, working with clients all the time, I stop them in conversation, mid-conversation all the time because something pops out of their mouth and I challenge it and they're like, well, I don't really mean that. So it must mean something you were thinking about. You said it. If it's in you have a choice when an idea, a goal comes into mind. You can either go do it, you can not do it, or you can sit on the fence your entire life and get splinters in your ass and just be frustrated you never did anything with it. Where are you? My guess is you're doing one of three and probably have done all three at some point in your life. Also, I've never met anybody who is happy to pursue daily activities that didn't want something bigger. I knew that everything should always lead to something bigger. I just know that. Anything else eventually will break your spirit, and that should never happen. So you should set yourself up for a life of satisfaction, no matter how much life gets in the way. Think legacy goals as the top of the pyramid, and it's kind of built on a foundation of, as I said, I call them living goals. So you must build up your life action by action. We know that, right? And be content if each one achieves a goal as if it's possible. Marcus Aurelius said that, stoic, then some. Your mission is to focus daily on living goals. That big old thing you're going after, who you're going to become, who you're going to be, what people will know you as, or maybe what you know yourself as. Maybe the thing that has you sitting on the porch, as they say, in that rocking chair when you're really old going, hey, it was a cool life. I did good. Stoic philosophy also says the culmination of human endeavor or end is happiness or flourishing. That has been changed and paraphrased just a bit for this programming for you authentic Stoics out there. The culmination of human endeavor and end is happiness and flourishing. So what you that's what you want by the end, sitting on the rocking chair, rocking, saying, I'm happy, I flourished, I'm good. Feels good, doesn't it? For some, the idea of a single legacy goal might seem impossible. Does it feel that way for you? But when I get there, the only reason I get there is because that's what I think about every day. I get busy all day. I don't think about it every minute of the day, but given the opportunity, a little bit of free time, like, well, how am I going? Am I doing what I want to be doing? Is my life what it's supposed to be? Do I even know what it's supposed to be? Maybe it's going to be different next year than it is this year. I think it will be. It always is. I know that much anyway. But that's where I always go. And I think most humans do. They always go to that place of thinking, what could it be? As I hear often, I just feel like there's more. Have you thought about that before? You're thinking about that right now. One singular goal that defines you. How could you possibly know who you become after an entire lifetime of living? How is it even possible that you can reach a goal you can't define? Actually, that's impossible, but how is it possible to stay focused on one goal your entire lifetime? That one big legacy goal of who you are going to become at the end of all these days that you're putting together in what you call a lifetime. Now, frankly, understanding how that works is something I don't think you need to worry about. It's been debated. It's been analyzed. It's been tweaked for eons. There is no need to overthink it. Just accept it. I was Googling around last night, I found myself in really interesting places. The internet's so big. Just when I think I know all the internet, I don't. It's crazy. And it's crazy, the stuff that's going on out there. I'm just going to sit down and tell you right now from a pure, simple, common sense standpoint. You get out of bed every single day and you're going in that direction. Wherever that is for you, right? That's where you're heading. And everything that you do today, if it lines up in that direction, is going to make you happy. Whenever it's not going in that direction, what happens to you? What ends up happening is you get confused and frustrated. You start thinking again and making goal lists again. You don't need to. Have that one legacy goal and head in that direction. Watch what happens. You're doing it anyway. Just accept it. Oh, I can make it much more complicated and sell a very expensive coaching program to help you figure it out, but nah. Just accept it. If you live a happy and flourishing life, your legacy will define itself. Someday, you will arrive at the person you are meant to be and be happy for it. One goal is all it takes. Everything else is simply a step in the journey. It's almost automatic. I'll see you tomorrow.